You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Friday, December the 3rd, was International Day of People with a Disability. On this occasion, First Nations disability advocates were celebrated for championing inclusion around the country. In Perth, 14-year-old Onyx from the Kokajar and Pintupi people in the Kimberley performed in front of a large gathering at an Indigenous-themed lunch. We caught up with Onyx on our scratchy phone line shortly after her performance to hear her story.
Onyx, I'm 14. I live in Perth, but I'm from the East Kimberley. And my mob is Kokajar and Pintupi. Kokajar is my mum and Pintupi is my dad's side. Mostly sing. I play a lot of sport as well, but basketball is my favourite. I play piano, guitar and pipe organ in the chapel at school.
Multiple instruments. That's quite a skill many of us able-bodied people cannot master. How did you get to master those skills at such a young age on top of that?
The piano I've been learning for 6-7 years. And so it's natural now. The guitar I learned only 3 years ago. Yeah. And the pipe organ I really just started learning. And with that comes lots of, like, here I have to pay attention to the notes I'm playing, so lots of concentration, pitch, hearing, I guess, as well. So I have to pay attention to a lot more things than I normally would.
Yeah. Yeah, today we're catching up in our special context, the context of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. And today in Perth, there was a big lunch celebrating those actually who support advocates, championing inclusion, International Day of People with a Disability, and you performed with a large crowd. Do you usually perform in front of large crowds performing in public?
Public, I'm fine with. Large crowds, again, I'm okay with. They're just my usual now. I've been doing that since I was 9, so I should be fine with it.
Was this the largest crowd, or you've sung before larger crowds?
No, a lot bigger.
Well, in a conversation with one of my colleagues, Nadine from NITV, you said that losing your vision at a young age gave you an advantage as a musician. Can you explain to that?
Now I have perfect pitch, so I think that hearing advanced has given me that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't have to concentrate on reading the music, so I can go off by memory. So that gives me a lot more, like, free rein, being able to remember which notes and where the keys are. So I don't have to rely on looking at the music and back at my hands. Yeah, and touch as well, being able to, like, stretch my hands a lot further, I think, as well.
So not being able to see gives you the opportunity to develop the other senses.
Yeah, I guess.
That most people would not actually use optimally. And I heard one of your songs. Your voice is so powerful for such a young person. You sound like a mature singer. This is the voice of a really experienced singer. Has anyone told you who you sound like? When I hear your voice, I can really find some similarities with other really top performers and singers.
My uncle said Nina Cherry. Besides that, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, no, when I heard it, it just reminds me some of the intonations. I feel like, oh, this is Emma Donovan.
Oh.
Just some high caliber comparisons there, and your voice is so perfect. How did you manage to develop it? So it's just learning.
My auntie, Charlie Caruso, who runs Boss Arts Creative, taught me. She's taught me for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
I think. And I've just gone off from that. But then also, some of it is natural, I guess.
Yeah. Now, the theme for this year's International Day of People with Disabilities is actually to see how to develop more inclusion, especially coming out of the COVID pandemic. Do you see yourself, do you notice a lot of exclusions in the society, being unable to do things because the society does not cater for your needs properly? Or, yeah, tell us about what you see. And yeah.
Well, I don't see anything, but besides cat.
When I say see, it's just, it's from, that's again from a perspective of someone who uses both eyes. Do you perceive, maybe would be a better word? Do you perceive? Thanks for pointing that out to me, because it's perceiving. It's not seeing. It's perceiving. Do you perceive? Do you perceive the exclusion?
Don't worry, it was just a joke. But
no, that's okay. That's okay. Still, at least you have sense of humor. Some others would be offended and would just hang up on me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I do this to everybody. So.
Yeah.
I don't know of any exclusions I can think of. Not in terms of my music and stuff, but.
No, because you're talented. You've got a lot of skills and talent, so you can easily actually participate in many forms. How do you also play basketball? I've seen wheelchair basketball during the Paralympics, so several forms and different abilities, people with different abilities playing, but hardly have I seen someone without vision playing basketball. How do you play, and how do you engage other players if you can't see them?
Someone hits the ring with my cane so I can know where the ring is, or someone stands under it. The ball has a bell in it, and I've also got someone with me next to me. But the rest of the time, it's just going off hearing and knowing where the ball is. And and the rest of my team, we all know each other's names, so we can just call out names and go, catch or heads, duck.
Wow.
That was a terrible shot.
Yeah. But, you see, already for most of us catching the ball, there's a lot of skill involved, and you throw it to someone who can't see the ball, can just go by hearing, and they can catch it very accurately, you know, can pass accurately.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't know.
Wow. I'd love to see it, because this is another thing when we're talking about inclusion. This kind of sport is not available on TV for most of us. I've never seen such a game, and I'd love to see it. So this is part of the exclusion as well. Just getting people like myself who are ignorant, or maybe even some are not ignorant, they would like to know and understand and really perceive what you perceive, but we are not given the opportunity. Why doesn't TV have games like yours shown at least once a month, so that people can know what it is and don't sound as stupid as I sound now? So that's part of inclusion as well, you see? It's part of inclusion.
I also play volleyball, which I do believe is in the Paralympics and is shown then. And it's a game specifically for vision impaired people, volleyball. But hopefully I can go to the Paralympics with that one if I can't do basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see, those are things that we need to know about, because for the Paralympics, if you have time, it's once every 4 years, you can see a variety of games and talents and all that. But the rest of the time, where do you see that kind of sport? Nowhere. And again, one question, can you tell us, were you born visually impaired, or this happened during...
I was sick as a baby, so then they had to remove my left eye first, and they could save my right eye. But then they made the decision that they would keep the right eye. They would remove the right eye. So then they just gave me prosthetics, and I prefer it this way because now I don't have to look at my siblings.
Oh, are they around? I hope they're not around.
luckily they're not now.
Now, before I let you go, because I would like to thank you first for taking the time to talk to us again today after such a busy day performing and singing and talking on this day. Just a final word, your reflection on this day and anything I may have missed in my questions that you want to bring to the attention of our listeners.
I am being nudged and being told to tell you about my album that I'm hoping to release by the end of this year, with some of my original stuff on it and then some covers of some other artists. Hopefully it should be out by Christmas, I think, or soon after. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll put the word out there. And please, please, please let us know when it comes out. We would love to have you again on our program. And one question that I missed, what songs did you play today? Which covers did you play? And tell us how it went. This will be my last question. I'm not going to take much of your time after this.
I sung Archie Roach's song, Mulyamont, which was about his wife, Ruby, and how she was born by the edge of a river. And then when she died, she went back to that same river as a part of the river spirit. And the other song I literally just sung was Baru by Dr. G. Unipingu, and I got special permission from his family to sing that. Oh, and I got permission from Archie Roach as well.
Yeah. Sorry. The Archie Roach one particularly is a very difficult song. Why did you choose that one?
The Mulyamont was suggested by my auntie, Charlie, like I said before, Boss Arts Creative. She suggested that to me a few years ago and I wasn't sure at that point. And then she re-suggested it this year and I thought I'd give it a go. And Baru I chose because Dr. G was one of my favourite artists and also he was blind as well.
Yeah, and, so, and he played the guitar funnily. I heard that he played the guitar upside down.
Upside down, yeah.
Yeah.
And I sang that whole song in his native language, so very honoured.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.